I just want to say thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Faith Church, for giving me this opportunity to once again come before you and share God's Word. As Jeff was mentioning, we went through that conference, learned how to preach. I was kind of thinking that I guess because if I'm not in this service or if I'm not in this life that God has given me, if when Jeff approached me, I probably just says, never mind, or I'll ignore him or just run away. Because sometimes that's what I feel when I was in school. I think I was thinking that because I'm not really fluent in speaking that language in English, and so I'll be isolate myself from the rest of the students. But in fact, that was just like a pride that is manifested in my life. And that's what one of the counselors approached me one time and said, why you never associate with the other students from US or from here? I said, because I don't know how to speak English. But that was just an excuse I think I always bring out. But the reason why I was saying that is just because when God touched my heart, when God called me into this service, and no matter what, where He sent me, I should go. And that really challenged my heart sometimes. When it comes to preach God's Word, and I'm willing to come out and share what God has laid upon my heart. That story, I think you probably heard many times as we look to the scripture today, the story of Jonah. I was just thinking of preaching from the chapter 2. Jonah's prayer for freedom. And I think that's the same problem that Jonah had in his own heart. Pride. He was an Hebrew. And he didn't want to go to Nineveh. I think he just wanted to stay there. He wanted to preach to the Jewish people. But when God called him to go to Nineveh, he flee. So that's what I was thinking, that the pride that manifests that consumes his life and make him run away from the call of God. How many times when God wants to use us in his service, how many times we try to avoid it? Well, sometimes maybe we think it's not our part of the world to share. Maybe we're comfortable wherever we are. We're comfortable in that place where God has called us to do, the comfort zone that allows us to stay there, linger around. For many times, we don't see beyond what God has already planned for us. It was God's humbling Jonah, way to humble Jonah to submit to his will, by which he brought him through an awkward situation of life. Jonah's life was wrapped up in himself, pride consumed him that he fled from the presence of the Lord. Until he find himself in the deep depth of the ocean, of the seas, and cried to God for help. Jonah chapter 2. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the stomach of the fish. And he said, I call out of my distress to the Lord, and he answered me. I cried for help from the depth of Sheol. You heard my voice. You had cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the current engulfed me. All your breakers and billows passed over me. So I said, I have been expelled from your sight. Nevertheless, I look again toward your holy temple. Water encompassed me to the point of death. The great deep engulfed me, which were wrapped around my head. I descended to the roots of the mountains. The earth with its bars was around me forever. But you have brought up my life from the pit, O Lord, my God. While I was fainting away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you. Into your holy temple, those who regard vain idols forsake their faithfulness, but I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. That which I have vowed, I obey. Salvation is from the Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for your love for us. We thank you for your word that we can share. And we thank you that the word of God can also speak to us. The word of God can guide us. And the word of God can convince us. And we thank you for that. And Lord, help us as we look and see the story of Jonah. May we apply it to our own lives. And thank you for in Christ's name I pray. Amen. Last Tuesday, I looked up and I see lights in this service or in this building. And I was wondering what's going on in there. But I remember that on Tuesday, Jeff and other believers, they come together to have prayer meeting. As I mentioned about Jonah, Jonah probably had a big congregation. But he ran away and he ended up by himself at a prayer meeting. In an awkward, dark place to pray. In the belly of a fish. An unpleasant place to hold a prayer meeting. Jonah by himself. After being with a big congregation. In a way, I think that God wants to humble him. In a way that no one can even think about, comprehend. He wanted him to be alone with God. So he made him to be down into the deep of the ocean and end up in the belly of the fish. And of course, I think if we can look at it scientifically and then we say, well, it's not possible for a human being to be alive staying in the belly of the fish. But it was a miracle of God and brought Jonah to this place. For a good reason. For the bride of his own life. I think God wanted to drown it. Drown it so that his own life, God's life, would be manifested in his own life, in Jonah's life. And also, I learned from those verses that also this time, as we see the life of Jonah, he fled. He didn't have time to sit down and ponder about what God tells him to do. To pray first for what God's will for his life. He flee. He ran away. He didn't have time to bend his knees before God. This time, when he was in the belly of the fish, he learned to bend his knees in prayer to meet God. But in this situation, he called God for he was in a trouble. He called upon the Lord in his distress. And what was the result of his prayer? He said, God answered him. God is merciful. God is love. Even though Jonah decided to leave, even though Jonah decided to flee, and God is still much merciful to him. God still wants to get hold of his own heart. Many times in life, we said, yes, Lord, I'm willing. I will put my body, myself, into that ministry. Sometimes we'll say, Lord, I'm willing to do it. God, get all of our will. But the hardest thing some of us will ever do, to give our heart totally 100% to God. That's the key for God's service, the heart. And then that's the thing that God wants to get all of Jonah's heart before he sent him to Nineveh. Because in chapter 4 it says, see God, I know you're a merciful God. That's why I stall. I depart. I flee from you because you're merciful. What's the use? Maybe if I preach, God, you will save them. The attitude of his heart wasn't right. Our service for God depends on the heart. Doesn't matter where you serve. It doesn't matter what church or what community you serve in. When God calls us to serve in that community, make sure the heart is right. Secondly, it says he cried for help from the deep depth of the cell, or from darkness. The result of his prayer is that God heard him. And why he prayed? The reason why? What's the reason that this man of God, the prophet, prayed? For he had been cast out into the deep. He realized that his relationship with God is gone. Into the heart of the seas. And he experienced the wrath of nature. It says the current engulfed him. All God's breakers and billows passed over him. First, as I said, God bring Jonah to that place in his own life so that he can bend his knees in prayer to God. Secondly, so that he can recognize the damage that sin caused that separated him from God. Because when he said, I have been expelled from your sight, he recognized that sin has caused him his relationship with God. And we will also understand that when sin comes into our hearts, into our life, doesn't mean that we lost the salvation. No. We still have God. But the only thing that we lost, our fellowship with God. We lost the fellowship when sin comes into our heart and life. So this is what happened to Jonah. His fellowship with his father, with God, has shattered. Because of pride of his life. That's the negative thing when we see of this man's life. When he really went down into the deep, when he prayed in the belly of the fish, and all the things that happened to him, that's really like hopeless. Like we almost give up in life when things happen to us. But you know what? An unpleasant place can turn into a solitude. For what? So a place where Jonah can have his right focus upon God. Verse 4. It says, so I said, I have been expelled from your sight. Nevertheless, I will look again toward the holy temple. What a way to change Jonah's focus again. When he brought him down into the deep, in the belly of the fish, so that the bad situation he faced in his own life can turn into a solitude that where he can refocus again and look up again to God. How's your focus today? Do we focus on God? Or are we focusing on the things of this world? And are we focusing on our own self? Secondly, a place where he can rest assured that God will deliver him. So when he was alone with God in the belly of the fish, a place of solitude, that's when he really thinks. He's so close to God. He's focused. And then, secondly, as I said, a place where he can rest assured that God alone can deliver him from this problem. Thirdly, a place to remember God. Verse 7, it says, "But you have brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. I was fainting away, I remembered the Lord." When I was fainting, I remembered the Lord. I remember God. When he was in trouble, when he was in the belly of the fish. A fourth, it says, a place to worship, not only to remember God, but also the place to worship God. The awkward situation of life brought about Jonah's life to really worship God in spirit of truth, in spirit in truth. Verse 9, it says, "I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving." I will sacrifice. I will have a time to worship my God. I will sacrifice to him with the voice of thanksgiving. There is an example we can also learn from Paul and Silas. When they were in prison, what did they do? They sang, praising unto God. The awkward, the darkest of the dungeon, and yet what they did? They praised unto God. They were singing. Because of what? The attitude of their heart was right before God. How many times when we're in really bad situation, we don't even want to pray. We don't even want to sing. We don't even want to do mention about God. We think that, God, why you brought me to this far? Why you bring me to this area in my life? May we look back into this life of Jonah and say, Lord, Jonah, or Lord, help me to learn to worship you, to sing unto you, praises unto God. Lastly, verse 9, a place to acknowledge that salvation is from the Lord. So Jonah also learned that it says salvation is from God alone. All deliverance from danger, preservation of life, recovery from sickness, and redemption of the soul from the power, guilt, and pollution of sin is from Jehovah. Or Jehovah can only do that. He alone is the deliverer, for all salvation is from God. Recognizing that God alone, true salvation, God alone, true deliverer, God alone is the true rescuer. But most of all, God is the one that gave us salvation to have life in His own Son. When I look at this picture of Jonah, it reminds me of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jonah was crying out to God. Yet our Lord Jesus Christ was down 3 days, darkness of hell, for our good, so that you and I can have the freedom of our soul. When all these things that happened to Jonah, it's not because God hate him, dislike him, but because that's how much God loves Jonah. That's how much God wants to prepare him for his service, for God's service. And don't be surprised also when you and I go through all trials of life. God has purpose. So that we can come out on the other side, become a pure gold. All the trust, God will take it away from us. So that we can come out on the other side, become like Jesus Christ. Ready to do the work of God. So when we come to the last point, God prepared Jonah through all the trials of his life. So that Jonah will be ready and God will take him to the place that God has prepared for him. He prepared the fish to take Jonah all the way to Nineveh. He vomited up, the fish vomited him up on the shore of Nineveh. Then only when you and I accept the discipline of the Lord or the chastening of the Lord or the molding of the Lord, that when God molds us, then and only then we are ready to step on the shore of His service. Looking back to the story of Jonah, we can find and feel sorry for him. And yet, it depicts exactly what you and I experience sometimes in life. When God wants to mold us to be effective servants of Him in His service, it also gives us the glimpse of how we cried out to God for help. From the deep depth of our sin. And yet through His own Son being down in the darkness of hell, so you and I can find the freedom of our soul. There's a song that I remember I was going to sing it, but I'm not going to sing it. I'm just going to read it. Somebody wrote this song. It really helps me to kind of looking at it. And it is true. I hope this would be like our song from our heart. It said, there is a voice calling me from an old rugged tree. And He whispers, draw closer to me. Leave this world behind, far behind. There are new heights to climb. And in a new place in me you will find. And the chorus says, or it continues and says, and whatever it takes to draw closer to you, Lord, that's what I'd be willing to do. Whatever it takes to be more like you, that's what I'm willing to do. And the chorus says, I trade sunshine for rain, comfort for pain. That's what I'm willing to do. For whatever it takes to be more like you, Lord, that's what I'm willing to do. Second stanza says, take my houses and lands. Take my dreams and my plans. I place my whole life in your hands. And if you call me someday to the land far away, Lord, I'll go and your will be obeyed. And whatever it takes to draw closer to you, Lord, that's what I'm willing to do. And whatever it takes for my will to be break, That's what I'm willing to do. Are you willing to serve the Lord in any areas that God has called you to do, to serve? It may be unpleasant to you. It may be become a place where it's not your place. Maybe people that you think they're not your people. But today, God has spoken. As the song says, for whatever it takes to draw closer to you, Lord, I'm willing to do. I'll trade sunshine for rain. I thank God for helping me to be in His service. Sometimes I kind of look back and say, why do I choose this field? It's not pleasant. I will not have plenty stuff. And yet, I look back and I remember what God says. For whatever you invest in the life of people, it lasts for eternity. And that's the focus. And change me. To go for God. On fire for Him. Every day of my life. Pray that the Lord will bless His word. Thank you. Amen. I'll trade sunshine for rain. I thank God for helping me to be in His service. Sometimes I kind of look back and say, why do I choose this field? It's not pleasant. I will not have plenty stuff. And yet, I look back and I remember what God says. For whatever you invest in the life of people, it lasts for eternity. And that's the focus. And change me. To go for God. On fire for Him. Every day of my life. Pray that the Lord will bless His word. Thank you. Amen.